Richard Dempsey. I'm with Coldwell Banker Commercial, Saunders Real Estate in Lakeland.
Tell us about Flatwoods citrus area, average prices of sales in 2014 per acre, and some trends.
Well, we saw a little bit of a decline in the average price per acre in 2013. On average, it was for an average quality grove, $8,000 to $10,000 per acre was fairly common. 2014, it declined a little bit where the number was probably closer on average to like $7,500 to $9,000 an acre.
Does that kind of cover the trends, or what are you seeing in the Flatwoods areas?
One of the things about the Flatwoods market is that there are larger acreage properties, larger groves and things that are commonly sold. As a result, there seems to be more interest for the larger pieces. Up in the ridge area, the 20 to 40 to 60 acre parcels, there's been a tremendous decline in the interest for those. But in this area, because there are larger parcels, the bigger players are still somewhat active in pursuing those groves.
And, of course, by Flatwoods, we're talking pretty much the Peace River Valley in the southwest Florida?
Yes, that's right.
How about let's move on then to your other area, Central Florida Ridge, which I guess kind of takes us from Tavares down through Highlands County?
Yes, that's right. And the same thing. The numbers have declined a little bit. And as I mentioned just a minute ago, you know, that area is more characterized by smaller acreage tracts, 20s, 40s, 60s, that kind of property. And it seems that there's been a real decline in the interest or the number of calls that we've received for those properties. And the values have declined consistent with the market at large. It's just for citrus properties, they've declined somewhat. Not dramatically yet, but the trend is to see downward numbers.
I know with the citrus health management areas, some guys talk, they have some problems with some of those smaller tracts, don't they, in keeping the psyllids out that spread HLB.
Yes, that's right. And that's one of the things that I'm hearing is that people are saying, you know, I'm not going to go to the expense of really battling this thing for the long term because I just keep seeing my production numbers fall and it's just not economically viable to continue. So they're doing what they can to continue to get the kind of production that they can, but not taking the long-term view.
And on both of your areas, I think you kind of mentioned it to some extent, consolidation of the industry. Are you seeing that in your areas?
Absolutely, yes. The people who are making the calls are the people who have significant number of acreage and are reaching out for maybe pieces that are not too far away from existing properties and that kind of thing.
A little addition about the Central Ridge area.
Right. I was just going to say that one of the advantages that the Ridge has is that there seems to be more underlying land value opportunities, urban pressure, properties that are contiguous to or near existing residential activity. Those values seem to have held up. And so the baseline for properties is at a higher number than it has been in the past. You know, years ago, it was in the $2,000 to $3,000 per acre. Now, for vacant citrus land, you know, it's not uncommon to see $6,000 to $7,000 per acre just for vacant land and in areas that are impacted by urban pressure.
And that could be for residential or commercial development in the future, correct?
Yes, that's right.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.